Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Tuesday. I got a nice note from our listener, Chuck.
Oh, Chuck. Is this avocado Chuck?
It is avocado Chuck.
Is this school teacher Chuck?
School teacher avocado
Chuck. I ate one so far.
I opened one and it wasn't ready. I'm so bummed. I feel like I wasted it. He has an avocado tree, obviously, and every time we see him, he gives us a big pack of hard avocados. And they take a couple weeks, but I was like feeling it. I'm like, oh, I think this one's ready.
Ruined.
I know. Once you cut it, it's over, right?
Yeah.
I think they stop ripening once you, because I put it in the fridge afterwards because I'm like, oh, now it's cut open. What am I going to do?
Just throw it away.
Oh, I'm so bummed. Anyway, he writes, Dear Morning Show, it was a week ago that I had the pleasure once again to see y'all in person. The Winchester Mystery House is a hoot and a holler. Thank you so much for coming out to the South Bay. I hope you come to the East Bay too someday. We haven't done anything in the East Bay for a long time. I hope I didn't get out of line by asking Sarah for a selfie as she stepped out of the ladies' room. You didn't. It was totally fine. Plus, I think you handed me my avocados at that point. Believe me, I forgot all about the ladies' room. Vinny was quite gracious when I approached him as he changed into his costume before the show. Hooman ignored me as the show began, but kindly caught up with me at the break. Yuzette knocked me out with her shaken in her Thursday costume. Where's Yuzi?
She's roaming around.
Yuzi, you were shaking in your Thursday. Oh, my God, that was one of the funniest moments ever when she realizes that she's not Wednesday. She's Thursday. Chuck wrote a note this morning. The Chuck, avocado.
Our
Chuck.
Avocado guy. Man, those avocados take forever.
I know.
But God, they're so good, though.
I opened one up yesterday.
You both did.
It wasn't ready.
I know. I opened one yesterday, too.
Because I squeezed it. And
I think it's ready.
I think it's ready.
One of them just turned like super ripe on me. I don't know how that happened.
Did you put it in anything?
No, they're all together. At five of them, they're all together, and four of them are really, really bright green.
Yeah, yeah.
And then one of them just turned like super nice and perfect. Mm. Opened it up, and I was like, put it in my mouth.
There's something about a homegrown avocado. I don't know what it is, but they're nutty and buttery. Uh-huh. Oh, my God. Yeah, I opened one yesterday, too, and was like, no.
I felt like such a waster. I was just like, it's already.
Because
I gave a bunch to Michelle.
Oh.
I took two and then gave the rest to Michelle.
And then you ruined one of the two that you got. Oh, boy.
You know. So what did Chuck say?
Well, he wrote a note just saying what a fun time he had at the Winchester Mystery House. But he said about you, Yuzette knocked me out with her shaken in her Thursday costume.
Oh.
She was dressed as Wednesday, but Wednesday was just too mature to. She moved on. Vaughn caught me on camera, so my students got to see me at the show. Bryn dropped a great photo bomb as I took a selfie with Vinny. You guys
rule.
Aww. Cheers, Chuck. And then he wrote, upside down. Even in the upside down.
Is that a Stephen King reference or something?
It's a Stranger Things
reference, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, speaking of Vaughn, he's got a gig Thursday night, everyone.
Yeah, Vaughn, what are you doing? Get in here. Tell us all about it.
Here, let me give you a copy, Vinny, and Vaughn.
I had one, but
I know, I made a couple for you.
Okay.
Here, Vaughn.
All right. Just making a
here. I'm happy for him. This is his event. He promotes your Blue Room Comedy.
That's right. Yeah, Blue Room Comedy. Every second Thursday at Blue Dream. This Thursday we have a lot of really dope comics. We have Smokey.
What kind of comics?
Dope.
Really
just
dope.
Really
comics.
Dope.
Dope comics.
I said Play-Doh. I'm like, what's a Play-Doh comic? A Play-Doh comic.
Okay, not cool enough to understand Tommy J's hairdo here.
Well, let me see Tommy
he's
J's hairdo.
He's got like a braid coming down the front of his face. Tommy J's one of the performers.
Yeah, he's wearing like a high top fade with like a dreadlock coming down.
Yeah.
Right from the front.
That's a look. Certainly, I haven't seen that.
Yeah. That's like this to me.
Yeah.
That has some bangs, you know?
Get off of me. Why are you always in my eyesight?
Right.
Anyway, so Blue Dream. 1300 7th Street, Oakland, this Thursday night.
That's right, yeah, right across from the West Oakland BART station.
And you're spinning.
I'm spinning, that's right, yeah. Hosted by King Lang Bang, hilarious dude. He just actually proposed to his fiance now, so congratulations to them.
So,
do you know Mrs. Langbang as well?
I don't as well. I just met Lang over the summer.
Okay.
But they seem like a really great couple.
And he's your MC?
He's the MC, yeah. Yeah.
I'm surprised you don't do the MC.
Yeah, well, can't do everything at once.
I suppose.
All right, we'll mention this again before showtime, okay?
I appreciate it.
All right.
No problem. I expect you bright and early on Friday morning.
I will be here.
Your extracurricular
Don't
activities.
Don't make me call you, Vaughn.
So what did everybody do yesterday?
What am I looking at?
What are you looking at?
Heated up some lasagna.
Oh.
Had lunch with John.
Oh, that's nice. Was it his day off?
Sort of. He went to work.
Of course he did.
For a few hours.
Does he ever go to work?
Yeah, there are days, but it was Veterans Day, and I think he was, did he sell a car? I think he sold a car to someone that was coming in, so.
So is it, like, a good job, though? Like, seems like it's really curtailing the two of your togetherness activities.
Well, they went big in Hawaii, right?
I know, but
yeah,
it's,
I guess we have to do that every so many months.
Right.
Will you... Oh, that's a good question. Will you take another vacation? Like, you were so uptight about going, and you didn't really want to, and you normally don't want to, and then you did. Will you do it again, or are you like, you know what? I'm good for 10 years.
Well, vacation's not really for me, but I was telling Sarah yesterday.
Who the hell says that?
Use that. She's the person
vacation's
who comes in here every day of her vacation. It's so weird.
Oh, I was telling Sarah yesterday that, you know, we've been going by Sarah's vacation for so many years. Your kids' vacation for so many years because of their school time off.
So she says to me, are we going on vacation in April? I go, I don't know.
I go, well, let's check Vinny's kids' schedule.
What Vinny's kids' schedule is.
No, because I was asking, I wanted to go to Kelly Clarkson in Vegas for just, you know, two nights.
In April?
In April.
Yeah.
So she's only doing like Friday, you know, because she does her talk show now. So she's only doing so many dates. And I want to go early in her residency.
Before she's sick of it.
Yeah, before she's done with it. Mm. So I was like,
before she realizes early. This is too much.
I did not
exactly,
need to do this.
Exactly. So I was thinking early April we'll go to Vegas for a couple
nights. Maybe she'll do like
for a couple
six
nights.
Or seven songs.
As opposed to what?
What are you talking about?
Three? What'd
I love
do?
How
three?
That turned into five.
Goodbye!
That was not five songs.
Was it? What was it?
That was like two.
It was a short appearance.
Yeah. Hey, you want to hear something neat?
Yes.
Yeah. A friend of mine just sent me a picture of a dude with you. You're hugging him.
Okay.
Okay. And apparently it's this dude's Bumble profile, which is his dating site profile.
How did your friend find him?
She's apparently flipping through the random dudes. And there's Sarah.
How funny.
By the way, I'm wearing my slippers.
Why are you wearing your slippers?
Because I ran out of the house with my shoes in my hand.
Nice.
Oh, it's a cute picture of me at least.
Yeah.
That is, I want to say that's from Sonoma. I recognize that top.
You do?
I do. I don't
wear
that top all that often.
That
is
in the world
so
dating, and he's
funny.
Using you as a step.
Well, that you know what? Whatever works. Maybe he'll find another Sarah and Vinny fan to.
I'm
you
sure
know,
that's the point.
I'm sure it is. So
a lot of people
is,
hook up that way.
His name is Mark.
Mark.
I don't
say
know
his last name. I
don't have.
I don't
his
have his
last
name.
Is not there.
That is hilarious.
But I've heard, you know,
I'm a selling point.
I've heard all kinds
yes,
of stuff.
Yes, you are.
I've heard people out there who have said they were me.
Oh,
you never heard that?
No.
No.
Oh, I've heard that.
That they were you?
Yeah, there were dudes out there saying they were me.
When was this?
Oh, this has happened more than once. You've never
No.
Oh, maybe only dudes are scummy enough to try that. There's no lady that's ever gone, yeah, I'm Sarah.
No, I never.
No, I couldn't imagine.
I just think that would be so easy to call someone out on that.
Well,
especially if you listen to the show all the time, like Vinny especially.
Like Vinny's voice, but maybe they're tall, brave, handsome, bald. I'm Vinny.
Who knows why you go there in a bar at night?
I guess you're just hoping to get some. I would love to.
Anyway, this guy's using you as a talking point. I like it.
It's fine with me. As long as it's a cute picture of me.
I wrote my friend and said, how do you know this guy? And she said, I don't. I was swiping along on Bumble and saw Sarah's mug.
Well, little did you guys know I'm on Bumble. That's actually my profile. My name's Mark.
He always wanted to be a dude.
I sure did.
You do have envy. No question about that.
That is true.
What happened over there?
Nothing. I can't refute that.
Oh.
I definitely would. Well, and it's more than just envy. I mean, wouldn't it be nice to be a dude?
Why do you...
I don't want to be a dude.
Well, just for a while.
Be nice to be a girl. I like girls a lot.
Yeah, girls are great. I like girls, too. Just, you know, there were times in my life when it would have paid off to be a dude.
415 says, some guys get a puppy for their dating profile pic. This guy gets Sarah.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm totally fine with it.
I hope you get laid, Mark.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Use me to your advantage. We're friends, obviously. Should I say I'm friends with him? I'm totally friends with that guy. I know that, dude.
You endorse Mark.
I endorse Mark. He looks nice. He looks like a nice guy.
You don't know Mark. Don't endorse him quite yet.
Okay. Yeah. I know. He could be a serial killer.
Right. I do not endorse Mark if it turns out he's a serial killer.
Well, I think serial killer's a little strong, but...
Well, sure, but, you know,
but
start somewhere.
We gotta go for the... Doesn't understand no.
Yeah, yep.
No
Let's
means
hope
no,
that Mark.
Mark
knows about no.
Right.
No is a solid word.
Or Mark.
I know. Well, it's his own fault.
He did link to you, right.
That's right.
That's what you get.
Exactly.
Oh, good.
Oh, good what?
I noticed the Floracraft commercial that I have to read. I'm going to practice it 500 times
before it's
time because it truly makes zero sense.
Well, it's a tough one, and, you know, we want to do right by our sponsors for sure. Yeah.
It's that whole relaxed thing.
When you said Floracraft, I thought you were saying Floracash.
Oh, you have that on your brain.
I do. I have Floracash on my brain. Play me the song. So Winterland is on sale now. Alice in Winterland is December 5th at the Masonic in San Francisco. Kesha is the headliner. Avril Lavigne's. I can't wait to see Avril Lavigne.
Me too.
And we just added Floracash to the bill. So
they're such a sweet little couple.
So they're in love, I'm being told?
Yeah, it sounds that way. They found each other online. Oh. There's a little, let's see, the little bio. Do you have it on your sheet? I changed sheets, so I'm not sure.
Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah, they were making music together through Skype in the beginning.
Yeah.
Oh.
And eventually they hooked up, or met up,
and then hooked up.
Hey.
Hi.
I don't understand the guy. Is the guy's hair, is the guy a brunette with bleached hair?
That way.
And so he's got a black stripe down the middle, like the roots, and then a black beard. And then
eyebrows.
White hair.
Yeah.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's a look.
Yeah. I wondered if it was a filter at first, but then as I started seeing more and more pictures, I'm all, okay, that's his style.
It's very striking.
Yeah.
100 million and streams.
Yeah, because it's such a big hit, so many people have remixed this as well.
Oh, is that so?
You know, and added beats to it and stuff like that.
Yeah, like who?
I shouldn't have said that. Now you're going to ask for it.
Yeah. Well, exactly.
I
can't say the names, though. So it's a Swedish-American indie pop duo. Consisting of Shaprisha. Do you have the names in front of you?
I don't have them in front of
Shaprisha,
me.
Shaprisha Lejal and Cole Randall.
Well, Cole Randall's pretty simple.
Cole Randall's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her name, I guess.
And I'm sorry, did you say they were from Sweden?
Yes, Swedish. Well, Swedish American. Sounds like he's American. She's Swedish.
It says here we have a new single from them, too. It's called Missing Home. Okay. Is that in the library? Can you grab that? I'd like to hear another song from them.
I heard that this morning, yeah.
So, and Michael Martin is calling them True Friends of the Station.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so they're thrilled to add Floracash to Alice in Winterland. And you said, that's not either of their names. That's just what they came up with, Floracash.
Yeah, I don't know the origin of
Oh, you don't know what
Floracash.
That means?
No. It says here their songs are their journals. Aww. 100 million streams.
Wow.
What a funny thing to, like, meet someone online and be so musically aligned that when you start Skyping together, just... You know, they're clearly into the same sound.
I know, it's neat.
That's really neat.
I think it's cool because we often end up, or prior to the internet, we often end up with people who are close to us.
And proximity,
so, frankly,
right.
Just by, you know, the simply down the street or in high school. And now you've got a much bigger pool and an opportunity to meet someone who...
Right.
might compliment you even better than Billy down the street.
But as inconveniently 10,000 miles away.
Well, yeah. But that's something you got to sort out.
Right? If it's worth it, you make it happen.
I won't do long distance, but, no. I know there are plenty of people who feel like... I've even heard people who think it's better that way.
Oh.
Because they can go home and then they're home and they're away.
Well, you don't like the bag drop.
I like to hang out with the person I'm hanging with. I don't want to always be like, all right, goodbye. Let me take you to the airport.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
That's such a
what
bummer.
Time are you landing? Oh, your plane's late today. Yikes. Okay, I'll be waiting in the call. No, man. That's not dating. That's a whole lifestyle.
Right.
That I don't want to be part of.
Kind of figuring someone into your schedule.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Once you live together, it all the pressure's off too. It seems like it's a lot of pressure to entertain a person that you're only seeing.
Part
so
time.
Often.
Yeah.
And, the sexual frustration is real. Although I suppose these days with video and everything, you just have to trust the other person not to tape everything and put it on a revenge site afterward. What fun. Oh, the world
Nobody
today.
Nobody would do that.
It's great.
It says here, so Flora Cash, they met up in Minneapolis after she was commenting on his SoundCloud, and they have never revealed the origin or meaning of their band name to anyone.
Oh.
Maybe you guys can coax it out of them on
I bet you it's super disappointing.
Yeah.
I'm not
going to
even try.
That's probably why. Right. That's probably why they're not. Yeah. Keep your secret to yourself. They probably open up the dictionary to two different pages and there it is.
Well, what's flora? I mean, is that...
It's like if you say the flora and fauna of a place, it's the plants.
Right.
What I was thinking was it's about weed and money. That's just my perspective.
Weed and money.
Like floor.
Like
cash.
you need your pot money.
Yeah, it's maybe they're stoners and they're just enjoy the weed.
It's like, oh man, we can do this and we'll get enough flora. We'll get some flora cash.
Yeah.
That's what we should do. We should come up with it. I'm getting a thumbs up from Vaughn, by the way. We should come up with like 10 theories. And just say, we're just going to watch your faces. You don't have to admit to any of this.
I'm pretty sure I hit the nail.
I think you did.
You got it.
And that actually sounds perfect. Flora.
And frankly, while I do love them, I have very little patience to figure out their band name. I mean, come on. Your secret's safe with you.
With you?
The care factor is low.
Yeah. Minimal. So, at best. Yeah.
Maybe someday when you're you too.
Yeah.
We'll dive into that. More.
Sorry, Holmes.
Their music is lovely, everyone.
Right. Oh, it is. As well, and that's, let the music speak for itself. We don't need your band name. That's so funny. I had assumed because we played that song for a long time
now.
And I just assumed that chick's name was Flora. I'm like, oh.
And his name was Cash?
Cash.
No, I didn't even realize. I didn't even think that there was a dude in it. I just figured that was the chick's name and that she was doubling her voice. But no, it's some dude.
He's like the main singer, it seems.
Yeah, it does seem like that. Yeah. Anyway, Flora Cash, in case you're just joining us, Flora Cash has been added to the Alice in Winterland lineup. It's Kesha, Avril Lavigne, and just added Flora Cash. So one more reason to come and join us for Christmas time. It's so exciting. Oh, I just love Alice in Winterland. It's such a great event. Don't stop.
It's like a feel-good thing.
It is a feel-good thing, and it's definitely, there's just certain markers in your life that, like, as soon as that happens, like, the crush is on for Christmas. Like, that's the kickoff to the season for me. Because previous to that, like right now, I'm aiming toward Thanksgiving and what's happening with that. And I don't like to get too far ahead with the... Although, man, it's hard to avoid it. Anywhere you go, it's just Christmas, Christmas, Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my
right.
God.
It's that time of year. Right.
Yeah.
It's great.
It is.
We should add, I'm going to have a phone call tomorrow to see what exactly they need. But the Marines, we're going to have people bring toys.
Oh, good.
For the Toys for Tots.
Great. Perfect.
Does that song, is Marines. That song by Kesha called Don't Stop?
No, it's called TikTok.
TikTok. TikTok, yeah. When that song comes on, that whole effing place is going to bounce.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I cannot wait to
it's
see gonna that.
You can't
help
so
yourself.
Great.
It's great. Yeah.
Because that
you
is
can't.
Just, right from the beginning, it just, boom, it's on.
Yep.
I love it.
Yeah. I know.
That's going to be cool.
So good. Like P. Diddy. I'm out the door. I got to hit the city. Before I leave, wash my teeth with
a bottle of Jack.
Can't you feel like the energy in the place is
giving
you?
I can do it now. No, coming back.
Toes.
Look
Clothes.
At these two.
Bones.
Yeah, this I can't wait. It's going to be great. Oh, yeah, we do a lot. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We're going to take a short break for a marshmallow song, and then we'll be back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.